You're listening to the News at One, and Leo Varadkar says today he's happy to lead Fine Gael in opposition if his party wants him to. The outgoing Taoiseach was asked about the weekend election results at the European Financial Forum in Dublin today.
Well, as I see the situation, Sinn Féin emerged as the largest party, at least in terms of votes in this election. It was a photo finish between three parties, but they won it marginally. And they did so by making a lot of promises to a lot of people in this country. So the responsibility now falls on them to build a coalition, to negotiate a Republican Socialist programme for government that keeps their promises, and to seek a Dáil majority for it. And we're willing to step back and allow them to do that.
Leo Varadkar speaking in a windy Dublin earlier today. Well, Sinn Féin is meeting smaller parties today to discuss the possibility of forming a left-leaning coalition, and People Before Profit had talks with Sinn Féin. Richard Boyd-Barrett was asked by reporters what his red lines would be in forming government.
Well, we would certainly insist that the pension age was restored to 65. We want meaningful measures to stop the flow of people into homelessness and to end land speculation and land hoarding. We want measures to address the crisis in the health service. And we want genuinely radical action on the climate that doesn't involve punishing ordinary working people, but instead targets the polluting corporations.
The Social Democrats held their first party meeting since the election at Leinster House, and co-leader Catherine Murphy said they would be open to talks with all parties, but said it was too early to speak about possible government formation.
Essentially, we're going to have a number of meetings. They'll be happening tomorrow, and Mary Lou MacDonald will be one of those. But we said we would speak to everyone before the election, and that's exactly what we're going to do now. Numbers are, a critically important aspect of what transpires at the end. But I think really at the point we're only at a point of exploring this week, and I think it will take some time before we start seeing shape beyond that.
Catherine Murphy there from the Social Democrats. Pat Leahy, political editor of the Irish Times, now is here to make sense of all of that and give us the lay of the land. You're raising your eyebrows when I say that, Pat. It is difficult to make sense of it all still at this stage. But what Sinn Féin is doing now is meeting these parties to see whether there can be a coalition on the left of smaller parties.
Yeah, I think so. I think what's going on at the moment serves a couple of purposes from everybody's point of view. From Sinn Féin's point of view, it has seized the initiative with regard to government formation. Copper fastens them as central to government formation. They constantly point to the fact that they won the highest share of the first preference vote. You'll hear Sinn Féin people saying, we won the election and now we're going to try and form a government. And to an extent, the smaller parties of the left are happy to play along with this because it puts them in the frame as well. And in a way, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, who are both licking their wounds in these few days, they're happy to play along with it as well because it gives them a chance to regroup, to figure out what they're going to do with the results that they didn't really anticipate, and figure out what their medium-term strategy is. And Catherine Murphy is absolutely right, and it's trite to say it because everybody's saying it, that this is going to take some time. But the corollary of that is, if it takes a long time, then the mood will change as it goes along. And one of the staging posts in that will be next week when the Dáil meets and will almost certainly fail to elect a Taoiseach. And that may happen on more than one occasion, as it did in the past. But as time goes on, and the mood will change, I think positions will firm up. Right now, we know what everybody is feeling. What will be more important is when we learn what everybody is thinking in a couple of weeks.
So we had that clip from Leo Varadkar there, and I know that it was quite windy. It was difficult to hear it, but I just noticed that he said he's happy to lead Fine Gael in opposition. And then he said the largest party in opposition. Is that a bit of a jab there at Fianna Fáil, suggesting maybe that Fianna Fáil might be in the market for a deal?
Well, what he's suggesting there is that Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin will be the will form the basis for the next government. Though, as we know, they wouldn't be able make the numbers on their own. They wouldn't have the 80 votes.
And they'd
in
need
the Dáil.
A smaller party.
They would need at least one of the smaller parties, and that's one of the things that means it's going to take a long time. The first rule of politics is that you've got to be able to count, okay? And you've got to get to, so if you want to put together a government, you've got to get to 80 seats. And that is the problem with this proposed arrangement on of Sinn Féin supported by the smaller parties of the left and some independents. It's very, very difficult to see how it gets to a sustainable government of early seats. I see the difficulties with that being both mathematical and political, and an indication of how that will manifest itself. Even if you take aside the parties and assume that they can all be brought together under the umbrella of a Sinn Féin-led government, and I think that is to some degree fanciful, but you're going to need 14 independents as well, and the sort of problems you'll run into with those are illustrated in a story in the Irish Times today where Jennifer Bray, my colleague, spoke to the independent Michael Collins from Cork South West, and he said he's perfectly prepared to go into government, but he wants a Ministry of Fisheries, a rural resettlement scheme, and guarantees about Bantry Hospital. So that's the sort of
multiply
basic
that by 12.
Politics that, that Mary Lou McDonald is going to have to deal with.
Will you talk to me about Fianna Fáil? Because we know very clearly that there are two factions, at least in Fianna Fáil. We have Jim O'Callaghan, Michael McGrath saying, look, we're never going to do a deal with Sinn Féin. There's some others who are softer on that. Anne Rabbit came out today on Galway Bay FM. She seems to be saying that she would never support Mary Lou for Taoiseach. Do we know where the split is, what the numbers are like in the party?
We don't really, and partly that's because an awful lot of Fianna Fáil TDs are keeping their heads down. And the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party will meet tomorrow and we will get a better idea, I think, of where the lie of the land is at this. And that will be, I think, a very important point in this process and will give us firm signposts as to how it's going to go. Because if you accept the contention that a government that excludes Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, comprised of all those parties of the left, plus a whack of independents led by Sinn Féin, if you accept that isn't going to happen, then the role of Fianna Fáil becomes central to the next phase. And there will be a couple of phases to this, but the next phase, Fianna Fáil, will be central to it. My guess is that Fianna Fáil is not that different a party this week to what it was last week. And I find it, although some TDs seem to have indicated a willingness, and there is a willingness in some parts of the organisation to consider a negotiation with Sinn Féin. And some TDs have gone from saying out, out, out to, it would be very difficult. So I think that'll be one thing to keep an eye on. But I cannot see Micheál Martin doing a U-turn of such magnitude in the space of a week. And I think that will probably become apparent when he talks to his TDs tomorrow.
Okay, Pat, thanks very much for coming in.